Hello, relatives. This is Dr. H. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite, entitled 100 Pennies, for the week December 26th, 2006. I lament the industrialization of medicine with its preoccupation about costs at the expense of our humanity. I see the impact managed care has had on the healing spirit of doctors. I sometimes forget how many of my colleagues are still practicing medicine as a ministry and not an industry. Dr. Gloria Wildebrathwaite is a pediatrician who, for the last 14 years, has been providing health care in Washington, D.C.'s poorest neighborhoods. She drives a bright blue van through D.C.'s southeast side and urban war zone, with its high rates of crime, teenage pregnancy, and infant mortality. Violence has sometimes broken up her medical sessions. A drug-addicted mother once pulled a knife on her, and she's witnessed murder. Still, she walks into public housing without security, armed only with a stethoscope and sometimes a baby scale. When asked if she was afraid, Gloria said no. Inner-city poverty and desperation had been her life, and furthermore, her mother and greatest inspiration told her, when you treat people well, your life will be blessed. Raised poor in the slums of Brooklyn, New York, Gloria was a patient in the city's free clinics, which inspired her early in life to pursue a career in health care. Though some of the doctors and nurses were kind, she felt the whole system was designed to humiliate people like her and her mom, who couldn't afford to pay for treatment. Dr. Gloria says her mission was inspired by Martin Luther King, who said, "Of all forms of injustice, injustice in health care is the most shocking and inhumane." One of the most powerful lessons Gloria ever learned was the day her mother gave her 100 pennies. It was all they had. Her mother sent her to the local grocery store for some bologna and bread, and little Gloria was embarrassed that maybe some of the kids in the neighborhood would see the 100 pennies and realize how poor she was. Her embarrassment turned to shock, however, when the store owner whisked the pennies off the counter and called out to one of the stock boys to fill a big bag full of groceries, including a few precious peaches, for her and her mum. As she started to leave the store, the owner said, "Gloria, wait up a minute. You forgot your change." And he gave her back a quarter. That moment gave Dr. Gloria Wildebrathwaite the faith and commitment to pursue her education and give back to others. On December 6th, Dr. Gloria was honored with a National Caring Award. She honors her mother, her community, and her profession. I think life is supposed to work this way. When you get to the top of your ladder, you want to look back and see if there's somebody else who needs a helping hand, like the one somebody gave you. This is the season to reflect and rejoice. Remember where you came from. Remember to pay it forward. Bring joy to the world. I say happy holidays to you all. I say this for all my relations. Mitakuyasi. So that's what I'm thinking. Let me know what you're thinking on the Healing Cafe discussion forum, and we'll talk among ourselves. Remember, nobody makes it alone. We are all connected. Have a great week.